Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Creative Alchemist, a podcast for creatives by a full-time creative. I am your host, Sulinette. You may call me Sulinette. If you are already a monthly supporter, thank you so much. If you'd like to become a monthly supporter and help me keep doing what I do, you can go to anchor.fm/The Creative Alchemist. Thanks again. Welcome to another episode. Why am I singing to y'all? That's not what you came here for. Anyways, last year I started a Patreon. I talked about this in my other podcast episode of the benefits of being an artist. In fact, we hit the 1 year anniversary, or we're past the 1 year anniversary of me starting a Patreon. Whoop, whoop, whoop. If you don't know what Patreon is, it's a platform for creatives to get monthly support from people known as their patrons. Some of you listening are actually my patrons, and I appreciate you and your face. Creatives on Patreon can post images, links to videos. They can use this as an opportunity to get more personal. I know I do. I share exclusive content on there, and yeah, it's about supporting people whose work you really rock with. So yeah, if you want to become a patron on my Patreon, also it's really hard saying patron and Patreon like right after each other, you can go to patreon.com/Sulinette. That's Z-U-L-Y-N-E-T-T-E. Yeah, so on there, again, I share exclusive content. I let you see artwork before anybody else does. I sometimes send out, you know, little thank you goodies in the mail, and I share how-tos, and recently I started something, that was inspired by a book called The Joy of Being Selfish by Michelle Ellman, and she talks about boundaries a lot on there. And something that she did in the book, which was really rad to me, was she offered text templates on how to respond to people who are either crossing a boundary or when you want to set a boundary with them. So she kind of showed what your wording could be. And me, being inspired by that, I decided to offer on my Patreon only email templates for artists, for creatives who want to talk about things that are sort of hard for artists to talk about. So how to craft an email to ask about fees, how to craft an email to talk about contracts, how to craft an email to, you know, establishing boundaries with a client, with an organization, with somebody that wants to work with you. These are things that to me would have been helpful when I first started on this journey of being a self-employed artist. So yeah, all of that is on Patreon. And because we are talking about Patreon, one of the things that I did this past summer was I asked my patrons to ask me questions that they wanted me to answer on the podcast because I love them. And yeah, so I was like, ask me some stuff and I'll answer some stuff. And so I got asked a few questions and I'm going to be answering them over the course of a few episodes. So let's answer one of the questions today. One of the questions asked, which is a three-part question, was, are you ever discouraged? How often and how do you get out of it? So the first part is yes, I do get discouraged. I've recognized that I most often get discouraged when I'm comparing my journey to someone else's. When I get caught up in the social media game of who appears more successful, whose work is selling more, who has more followers, who's doing it at a younger age, and all that shit is whack. I also get discouraged when things aren't moving. I'm getting better at this, at remaining confident when things aren't selling, when I'm not getting booked to perform or facilitate, etc. And I just get discouraged due to the whole, you know, state of the world, quite frankly. Insert crying face here. There's a lot of things that can discourage me. And perfectionism. Perfectionism also discourages me because it's a false idea that I could be doing something even better all the time. And it doesn't let me relish in what it is that I'm making now. It doesn't let me relish in the process of creating if I'm always like, I can do this better. And sometimes it has, in the past, stopped me from creating. So yes, I do get discouraged. In terms of how often, if I had to put a number to it, I'd say it happens to me several times a year, which is way less than it used to happen before. Like a few years ago, I would freeze. I would get stuck in the feeling and I wouldn't even create. I wouldn't bother. I'd wallow in self-pity at not being where someone else is while completely ignoring the fact that I was making up a story in my head about their experience. Our brains do that a lot. They fill in the gaps for us. And that shit isn't always true. How do you get out of it? I didn't always do right by this feeling of being discouraged, but I've had a lot of personal growth since becoming a full-time artist and finding a therapist. And one of the first things I do now is try to just feel my feelings without judgment. Try, because I'm still a work in progress. I feel insecure, I feel sad, I feel worried, and all of that is okay. It gets worse if I push it down, if I don't acknowledge it, it'll spill into other things. It will show up in other places if I pretend that those feelings aren't there. I've decreased the time that I've spent on social media for sure. That shit for me can become a rabbit hole of despair and fakeness and comparison. And if I'm acknowledging that it impacts me, why am I going to be there on there as much? So less screen time, more me time. Then I definitely make something to get through it. This can be anything from journaling about the feelings to reassuring myself that I am indeed a creative by, creating, giving myself the credit for how far I've come and really reflecting on that. We don't give ourselves enough credit. We are in a hustle culture that keeps us moving and running, sprinting forward, and it doesn't give us time to pause and reflect. So something that has helped me with feeling discouraged is reflecting on how far I've come. I've done a lot of dope shit in the last 6, 7, I'm not sure, years, and that's things that other people haven't done and what maybe will never do. And so for me, those things are a big deal. And I need to give myself credit for those things. Honestly, though, I think the act of creating is what does it the most for me. In my last episode in The Benefits of Being an Artist, I talked about how healing the act of making art is, not just in some hippy-dippy way, although we're not mad at that, but in very tangible physical and mental ways. So, to get out of the funk, I literally make a way out. That was a great question. So tune in next time where I will be answering another question from one of my patrons on Patreon. That's still challenging to say. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you to that patron for their question. And I will check y'all next time. What time is it? Oh, it's time for the outro. Alrighty, mi gente. This has been another episode of The Creative Alchemist. I am your hostess with the mostest, Sulinette. You can check out the rest of my life at sulinette.com. That's ZULYNETTE.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and support it with a monthly subscription by clicking on this episode's description or by visiting anchor.fm/thecreativealchemist. Thank you to our current supporters. Until next time, stay hydrated, stay creative. Peace.